President Bush today said he has no timetable for deciding on a military strike against Iraq or on any U.S. policies towards Iraq. But the president also described Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein, as a danger and a man with a history of tyranny who would remain an enemy until proven otherwise. The president made his remarks as Iraqi opposition leaders gathered for talks in Washington. The Iraqis held a video conference with Vice President Dick Cheney and a meeting with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. With us in the studio is Sharif Ali bin al-Hussein, leader of the Constitutional Monarchy Movement, one of the six opposition groups that spoke with Mr. Cheney. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what did you tell Mr. Cheney and what did he tell you?
Well, we told him about the situation in Iraq, that the Iraqi people in their entirety look forward to the day that they can be liberated from the regime of Saddam Hussein. He stated that he agreed with our vision of Iraq, of a free, democratic, pluralistic Iraq that believed in the rule of law and to live in peace and harmony with his neighbors. So we were very pleased with that.
And what specifically do you want from the United States? Do you want full-scale war?
We would welcome any effort that would enable a regime change in Iraq. And so, obviously, we don't welcome war against the people of Iraq. What we welcome is action against Saddam Hussein.
You've said in the past that you have broad support within Iraq, even though you live outside Iraq. So why haven't you, without American help, been able to enforce a regime change or overthrow Saddam Hussein?
Because it's extremely difficult to understand the true situation in Iraq from the outside. Saddam is a brutal dictator. He will murder and torture everybody that he suspects of possibly endangering him, including women and children. We have sacrificed tens of thousands of people in our attempts to do so. In 1991, three-quarters of the country fell out of the control of the government, and we would have taken over the rest had the U.S. position been less ambiguous.
The opposition includes political and military leaders from all sorts of different ethnic groups with all sorts of different goals. Is there a common vision, though, for Iraq should Saddam Hussein be overthrown, or could there be differences between various factions that could lead to chaos after he leaves?
We are united in our efforts to overthrow this regime, and we are united in our vision for a free, democratic Iraq. We are proud of our diversity, and people confuse this diversity with disunity. We come from a country that is ruled by one man and a single party. We will not return to that. And we are proud of the fact that we have several different parties and several different groups and several different ideologies. And this is part and parcel of a free democratic nation and the right to for anybody to carry out their own political activities without threat of violence or oppression.
Some cynical observers will say about your meeting this weekend, great photo opportunity, but what substantive really came out of this meeting?
Well, as Iraqis, we are the most cynical and skeptical of all because we, over the years, have suffered tremendous casualties by believing for whatever reason that the world was going to support us. So this time around, we want to be absolutely sure that the commitments that are being made will be followed through. At this moment in time, we have never been this confident that the United States will follow through and help the Iraqi people. At this time, not only is the United States serious, but it's going to go all the way.
And by that, you mean military action?
Well, that decision hasn't been made yet. What is important to us is not military action. What is important to us is regime change. Whichever way that may happen, that is our ultimate goal and the establishment of a democracy in Iraq.
But practically speaking, regime change means military action.
Well, it would appear, though, that way. I mean, the indications are that the likelihood is military action.
Sharif Ali bin al-Hussein is leader of one of six Iraqi opposition groups, the Constitutional Monarchy Movement. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.